Welcome back. Ron and Nene and the Car Doctor here. You know, vehicle air conditioning and heating systems today really are so complex, rugged, and yet they're delicate all at the same time. The electronics are looking at and reacting to multiple inputs and multiple demands. In some cases, they're monitoring the ways the AC evaporator coil under the dash is working and what it's doing. So keeping it clean is really important to good AC performance, longevity, and economy or cost of repair. We welcome Rich Dwyer. Welcome always, my friend, to sit to here today to talk to us. You know, every once in a while you get tongue-tied. And I guess, you know, 23 years on radio, you keep trying to make sound because you've learned sound is a very important phenomena. So.
Exactly. How you doing, Ron?
Good, Rich. Always glad to have you and the folks from K&N Filters here with us today.
Always good to be here.
Tell us, you know, some of the things that the listeners can really do to maintain their vehicle's AC and heating system properly, would you?
Well, one of the products, and this is a product that it just went live on our website yesterday, and a lot of what we're doing is something that you do on a regular basis, Ron, which is to inform the people and raise awareness. And one of the things that a lot of people don't realize that their car even has is the cabin air filter. And it's really an important component, like you say, not only for to maintain the heating and air conditioning and just if you're running with the vents on, to keep everything healthy and keep the air inside the car a nice, livable environment, but also to get maximum life out of the system through the cabin air filter. And so many people don't even realize they have one.
Is there a way for them to know if the vehicle's equipped with a cabin air filter?
Yeah, well, one thing they can do is they can look inside their owner's manual, and typically that will tell them where it is, if they have one, and even where it is. And if it's a late model car, like we've discussed, if it's a late model car built, in the early 2000s and later, it's a high probability it has one. And it's something that should be, you know, realistically, in typical environment, you should replace it about every season, you know, about once a year. You know, as you go through the four seasons, it's one of those things that you should replace.
It's no different than the filter that's on your household central air conditioning.
It serves the same function. It keeps the air flowing through the ventilation system easier in a vehicle. It takes load off of the compressor, keeps everything clean inside, makes everything work that much more efficient, be it the heater or the air conditioner. You get more airflow through it, and they keep the interior of the car smelling nice and fresh. We've seen cars, I'm sure you see them in your shop all the time, Ron. Somebody brings in a car, and holy smoke, the inside of it smells like the bedroom of their 14-year-old son.
I love the cars, Rich, that nobody realizes they had a cabin filter. They're a first-time customer. The car's 4 years old. And we explain to them the cabin filter's got to be replaced, and we take it out, and it looks like you could plant tomato seeds and grow tomatoes in there. It's just so loaded.
It's a surprise,
yeah,
right?
It really is. Your perspective, changing cabin filters difficult? Is it something, you know, a Thumzananian can do, or do we have to be a certified technician to do it?
Oh, no. Most of them are, the vast majority of them are pretty simple to replace. It might be underneath the hood. A lot of them are under the dash, kind of behind the glove box. And one thing that is a real easy thing to do is if you go on knfilters.com, you plug in your vehicle, year, make, model of the vehicle, and if we have a cabin filter for it, which chances are we do, you can click on the part number and you can go and you can even, before you ever even purchase it, you can look at an instruction sheet with pictures and everything. You've installed our intake kits. We do the same thing with the cabin air filter where there's photos and great descriptions on how to access it and replace it. Many of them even have a video that you can watch all of this before you ever even buy it. You can see everything involved about it. Most of them are 10 minutes. I think Shannon at work has a 2003 Honda Accord, which is probably one of the more difficult ones to do.
And that's the one year where the glove box has to come down and you have to cut the strap if it's the first time. And
right. Yeah. And it might take a half hour, you know,
right,
to redo it. But it's important to take a look at them and do it. But, you
now,
know,
are you
as easy as possible?
Are you designing your filters to match OE, or have you improved it or changed it in any way?
We've actually, as far as fitting it, it's an OE replacement, of course, 10-year warranty on them. It's now since ours is washable and reusable, if the OE cabin air filter has a carbon component to it, like a charcoal component to it, we don't offer that because what our filters, one being washable, reusable, you know, charcoal filters don't really like that. But we have a refresher. After you clean it, you spray on our K&N refresher, and that has an electrostatic component to it that helps pull even finer particles out of the air.
So it's actually duplicating what the charcoal does, and then one step further, which is typical K&N, Rich.
Right.
You guys always go the extra mile. always and
right,
forever.
Exactly.
So
it's a great product, though. It's a great product, and we're just trying to raise awareness of it. It's a good new product for us. We've been working on it a couple of years, and we're really proud of being able to launch this thing.
Yeah, you know, and when I read the report on it, I said, you know, it's such a great idea. It's just like, you know, somebody built the better mousetrap. It's so obvious right in front of you. You're saying, why didn't I think of this?
Right.
You know, a reusable cabin filter and just to, you know, cut down the cost.
But as you can imagine, developing this product line has been, it's taken us a couple years to do it. You know, we have to bring in sections of dashes, you know, the actual dashboard components into the shop to really take a look at it. How does it fit? What can we do that might make it different? You know, it's a big expense. That, you know, we didn't just go out and buy a filter that XYZ company made and, you know, and just put it on our profiling machine and make a duplicate of
right.
it because our products have to last so long.
Right. You know? Yeah, right. And they do. Boy, do they. So, hey, real quick, before I let you go, the listeners, what was the website again where they can find out more information about your cabin air filters?
Yep, it's knfilters.com, and you can go in, enter your vehicle, and it'll show you, it'll cascade down every single item we make for your vehicle. And the cabin air filters, they were just added to it yesterday, and hope people go in and take a look and probably realize they've got something in their car that they didn't realize, and it makes the driving experience that much better.
And I want to get this plug in. While they're on knfilters.com, I tell everybody, you've got to go take the virtual tour and and see the facility, because that still boggles my mind.
It's so cool. That's a great feature. You're right. I'm glad you mentioned that. That is such a cool feature.
So, hey, real quick before I let you go, are you going to Vegas this year?
Yes, I'll be at the SEMA show. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, you might. You just might. We're working on something I can't talk about yet. But we're working on something. We're going to have to bring Fast Harry, which I'm not sure if it's a good or bad thing. But we'll keep him under wraps until we have to. Listen, Rich, the clock's going
to
grab
me. I hope you do, and I hope to see you there.
Yeah, me too, baby. It'd be good to get together. But till then, hopefully. But we'll talk before then. Let me go. The clock's going to take me. But as always, listeners, if you're looking for more information about KN Filters, it's knfilters.com. Rich Dwyer, thanks for stopping by the garage. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay.
All righty. Take good care. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor. We're back right after this. Maybe you can drive my car.